This week we are sponsored by Limitless Adventures, and you can find details of their awesome Kickstarter in the show notes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of How We Roll Podcast.
Hi.
We're an RPG-based podcast, and we focus on Call of Cthulhu, some Dungeons & Dragons, and occasionally one-off campaigns.
Interesting.
If you're interested in contacting us and want to know where you can find our podcasts, you can visit howwerollpodcast.com.
Fancy.
Which offers links to Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, Reddit, and Twitch.
What?
If you enjoy what we do and want to support us, you can donate to us on Patreon.
Oh.
And with that said, let's get on with the show.
Yes, please, please, just get on with the show. Yes.
Hello, and welcome to How We Roll. This is Dave. I'm standing in for Joe because he's sick of doing intros. And we are here with Sword Knot Radio in a sexy, sexy recording studio because connections.
Welcome to How Sword Knot Rolls.
Yes. How We Radio.
Paul's here too.
How We Radio.
Definitely. This is an incestuous product. Would everyone like to introduce themselves and their characters?
Hi, I'm Joe. I'm the Keeper of Unknown Lore. So I think that's the full title, possibly. And I'm trying to control the madness.
Welcome to Super Ghost Awesome Fun Time.
We're on the podcast.
I'm Paul, and I'm one half of Project Pixstorm. No, I'm...
Yes!
God damn it! I've played this character too long. I'm Paul. I'm playing some guy. Lord Jeffrey.
Definitely Lord Jeffrey.
Maybe.
Definitely not anyone else.
Definitely Lord Jeffrey. Desperately.
Text.
Yeah,
I'm playing Elizabeth Duncan, an upper-class berserker.
And once again, I am Dave, and I'm playing Fernandez, Boston PD.
So, in the last episode, quite a lot happened. First of all, it started in quite a sinister manner with Finn discovering two reasonably new cars, and one of them definitely belonged to the missing heir, Peter Duncan. But it all kind of got considerably worse when Elizabeth decided to break into the old ancestral mausoleum and found two dead bodies.
Never go in the mausoleum.
Call it Cthulhu, you have to go in the mausoleum.
You'd make a terrible
In fact, three dead bodies, kind of. So the bleached, not so much the rendered bones of Uncle Timothy, the fat and flesh ripped off it, and lying astride him, on top of him, was the body of Peter Duncan, his heart ripped out. This immediately sent Elizabeth and the Peeping Tom, Lord Jeffrey Duncan, behind her into a fit of madness. Lord Duncan is now indefinitely insane after losing 9 sanity and fainted. Elizabeth went temporarily insane and decided to unload her derringer into the dead body of Peter Duncan. Finn came running along with Fiona. And Lord Jeffrey, waking up, decided to knock Fiona out while defending himself. I mean, she was holding a carving knife. And I think we join the action just as Elizabeth has opened up another coffin, revealing the...
And a can of whoop-ass.
The ripped that body of...
as yet, remains to be seen.
Which is hilarious because I can't open a can.
and has just failed her sanity roll, descending into
not
violence.
She's not strong enough. She just doesn't know how. How does this can work?
Never needed to. I employ people to open them for me.
So after seeing this dead body, you have descended into violence. And rather than controlling you, I'm going to say that you have control of this.
Oh, fuck.
This violence. So initiative in Call of Cthulhu works on dex-based. So, guys, what's your dex?
60.
75.
50. And if you're using a gun, because it's so much quicker to pull the trigger than hit someone
He's
with...
He's got my gun.
You get a plus 50 to your dex. So, Finn, if you want to shoot her, you can go first. Otherwise... Elizabeth, it's on you.
I think I'll let her go first. Shot enough. I've already shot one person.
So no one's within 10 feet of you, Elizabeth.
Leap 10 feet to the nearest person.
Which is Finn.
Right. Broly.
So what are you attacking him?
Yes. With my fist of fury!
Just turn all your rings onto the inside.
So, Finn, you can brawl back or you can dodge.
I'm going to brawl back.
Okay, can you both give me a brawl roll? Fighting brawl, it's under.
success. 47 versus.
That's firearm. Stop pointing a firearm.
Okay, so that's just a normal success.
Ooh, fail.
So as the winner, you not only successfully blocked her blows, but you, as Lord Geoffrey had, have the opportunity to attack her back.
I just see her sort of, she goes nuts and scrambles up on top of one of the sarcophagi and just leaps for her, you know, like in the air, and just sort of contemptuously pistol whip her, and she comes flying through the air
okay.
at me.
Can you roll for damage?
Yes, I'll say that's a black. Ooh, no. Yes, I'll roll for damage.
If you kill me, I'll haunt the shit out of you.
Can I have a d4 from someone? Oh, thank goodness. One.
No.
surely there's a...
No.
There's one. Oh, here it is. 5 damage.
5 damage. So what's your total hit points, Elizabeth?
From when I was attacked before?
No, just your normal total.
10.
It could have been much, much
so,
worse.
So, with 5 damage, you've actually inflicted a major wound on Elizabeth. So, Elizabeth, can you roll for constitution?
What can I say? Don't fuck with the fin!
Oh, I just pass.
Okay, so you're still conscious, but you're lying on the ground.
Ow!
With a major wound to the face.
Oh, my face. It's my moneymaker. It's how I get husbands. I'm going to be destitute, you cockwit.
So Fiona has got up and she's got a broken nose. She's walking towards Elizabeth with carving knife in hand. I think we should just finish her off here. Turn around, policeman. You don't want to see this.
For fuck's sake!
seeing as I was prone at the start of this.
Yes.
And I've got a walking stick,
yes.
or scythe. I've got a scythe.
I don't think you can use a scythe from the ground.
I beg to differ.
Give me a brawl roll, but you need to do a hard difficulty.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to try and do anything smart with it. I'm just like throwing it at her legs.
Oh, you can try and like hook her feet with it. That's probably any.
Okay, I'm just going to swing it out by one of
them. Okay, but even so, hard success with a bullet wound in your leg and major.
Nope.
So she just steps over it, hasn't even noticed.
I pull the hammer back on my pistol. And it's like, the next person that tries to kill anybody, and I can't emphasize this enough, especially me.
That was self-defense of you.
Get shot in the motherfucking head.
It was self-defense. It was all everything.
Shut up, fat man.
Fiona's trying to kill me, shoot her in the face.
Fiona,
she tried to kill two
Put
people.
Put the knife down.
You can execute her, you know. You're allowed. I read it.
There won't be any brains batter. She's thick as pig shit.
I really should just kill all these fucking people.
She's like got her
really
hands up, but she's still holding the knife.
All these fucking
considering
people.
Throwing it at Elizabeth. Well, if we're not going to kill them, we should probably get them into the mansion.
If you don't shoot her right now, I'll report you.
I didn't
know
to bring 2 pairs of handcuffs. It's always good. You can never have too many handcuffs. In life and in bed. drop the knife, Fiona.
She smiles and just drops it.
Okay.
Clatters to the ground.
No, you bitch.
Come here when I can see where I can see you. And I gesture with the knife, with the pistol. It's into the mausoleum.
Oh, she's right. I mean, you're both in the mausoleum, so she's right next to you.
Right. Over in the corner. You too, crazy bitch.
Hello.
Over in the corner.
Like, with her?
Elizabeth's whole face is like now black and blue and swelling up.
Other fucking corner then.
No, I can't get in the corner.
Stay where you are.
You stay away from my corner.
It's cold out here.
Don't give a shit.
There's like a huge like crash of thunder and then the heavens open and starts raining outside.
No, bugger!
I examine the coffin with, which of the brothers was it? Was it Paul or?
So Peter was in Timothy's coffin, and in another coffin there is Jack.
Jack. And I assume one of them identified them because I don't know these people.
Yeah.
Okay. Just while we're here, I'm actually going to edge over and have a quick examination of the coffin holding Richard Duncan.
Okay, give me a spot.
Is it Richard Duncan?
Richard Duncan's the old witch, supposedly,
yes.
From 1692.
Yes, examine the exterior of the coffin.
It's his bloodstain was in the library.
Okay.
Give me a spot hidden.
Crawl into the mausoleum at this point,
sure.
Trying to get on my feet.
Give me a constitution roll.
Yep.
Okay, you've managed to crawl out of the rain.
Hard success on spot hidden.
Okay, so it looks like there's so much dust on this. This has not been moved for many years. Very, very old.
Can I dust it off and have a decent...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like, so if you want to open it, you're going to have to move it out of its kind of cubby hole.
First, there's sort of like occulty symbols. And
oh, no, no, nothing.
It's just pretty. Yeah. Okay.
Not even particularly pretty, just pretty...
Then
pretty
I will grab it and...
Surprisingly unpretty, considering he's, you know, one of the patriarchs of the family.
I will grab it and open it.
Okay, so inside you find some bleached bones and a very old book lying across his chest. It says it's called The Nameless Cults.
The Nameless
Cults.
I don't let anyone else see this.
Really, really old. Like, it's gonna, if not treat carefully, the whole thing's just gonna fall apart.
Okay, and then I hide it in my waistcoat.
Okay.
And gesture everyone. Right. We're gonna head towards the house, and then I'm gonna get some cops up here because we got a double murder scene. Now, everybody, keep their mouth shut, and I might forget about all the assaulting a police officer charges, and the attempted murder. And the attempted murder!
In fact, I think that's a good idea. If you take them down to the hospital and you get the police, then that just leaves me as the only heir at the house. And as per the will, $1 million is mine.
This is a terrible plan. I hate it.
Shut up.
I don't need my face.
They obviously need to go to hospital. And as it's your duty, Finn, as a police officer to deal with them. And
wow! Pause. I throw myself bodily at Finn with the poker at my plus fours.
From the ground.
Because she was gonna get shot.
So,
Lizzie, kill the pig. We don't need the police here. $1 million, Lizzie. Kill the pig. Wow.
Successful brawl roll.
Not a successful brawl roll by a long way.
So I actually need you to roll at disadvantage. You need to roll another dice as well. But you've got 91. That's fine. So,
against a success.
See if I roll 100.
Right. So,
what? Before you roll damage, what are you doing? Is he kind of like? He's lying on the ground. He's like pulled a poker from God knows where, and is like lashed out.
That's caused the damage.
Well, I mean, it was a brawl roll, not a gunshot, because I would have just shot him, to be honest. Of course, it's the same stat. So, I mean, can we retcon that I shot him? Because that's probably what I do.
No.
Okay, then I just smack him with the pistol. To be honest, it's so probably more damage. Lethal.
Yeah. You have no control over your pistol whipping.
Five damage.
Five damage?
I'm not dead yet, but...
Oh no, six damage. I get one from my build, apparently.
Okay. I'm down to one hit point.
One hit point. Okay, like, where did you hit him? Just in the face?
Yeah, the face. So
his face begins to like swell up.
Twinsies!
Can you give me a constitution roll?
Don't! Fuck! With the fin!
Extreme success.
You're still conscious.
Ow! Lizzie! Kill the pig!
Stop
kill
calling me Lizzie!
I'm sort of like wafting ineffectually at his ankles.
Can he still waft?
No. He's trying to handcuff him. It's nowhere near you.
Just like behind,
I handcuff his hands behind his arms. Behind his back, sorry.
So flailing.
He is now fully handcuffed.
Like limbs kicking out.
Fiona's like... Well done, Jeffrey, if that is indeed your name.
Bugger off, you know what you did to me when we were children. I'll see you hanged.
I'm going to go to the mansion if that's okay, Finn.
I think that's wise that we all go there, and I yank him up very.
She's trying to kill me.
We're all going.
It's her. She did it. She's been fucking the butler. I saw them.
Maybe just leave him here.
It's not going to be fine.
If I think he could live it, survive it, I'd hit him again. Shut up, you.
She lets him do the most beastly things.
There's a lock on this. Mausoleum. Can we just leave him here?
I don't think that's a good idea. I'm keeping all of you in my fucking sight. Come on, you too, Elizabeth Wackadoo.
It's not actually my name. My full title is Elizabeth Duncan.
Dearest Elizabeth Duncan, who has the gun?
Not me.
There's this wonderful little rule I like. It's sort of a twist on the golden rule, but I find this far more accurate. Whoever has the gun makes the rules.
It's so very American, aren't you, Mr. Who are you again?
Jesus, diddy fucking Christ. To the house!
So the procession goes, I guess maybe Fiona first, followed by Elizabeth, both hands up, followed by Finn dragging along, extremely wounded and barely alive, but still shouting.
Carry me in a dignified manner.
You get to the... By this point, the storm is terrible and it's turning into snow. At this point, the...
Damn, it was a port in my head.
The door opens ahead of you and you see the lawyer... the butler and Henrietta the maid all looking aghast.
What on earth has happened? What?
Treachery!
Mr. Anders, what has happened?
Arrest this man at once!
Well, Mr. Jeffries here is under arrest for assault and battery, possibly attempted murder, definitely resisting arrest, and definitely assault on a police officer.
Bloody thing! I hate you.
Elizabeth Duncan, here.
Hello.
Tried to assault me, but yeah, she's under arrest too. I just, you know, running out of handcuffs here. For assault and battery on a police officer.
He means to get it all himself. That's what
despite the fact
to
that I feel like Fiona should definitely be under arrest for many things.
He tried to kill me, that's attempted murder.
Tried to kill me as well.
Yes, but the two witnesses are you dumb cops? I don't think that's going
to
stand up very well in court.
He's trying to steal the inheritance by arresting us all.
Blood still pouring from her face, but she's just like dabbing at it with a hanky and she basically goes... All I did was defend myself. That madman over here came at me with his arms failing. All I did was attempt to stab him.
Shut up, you've always been lying. You've always been a liar. I hate you. This man is obviously trying to steal my inheritance.
I'm going to gag him.
Ooh. It's abuse of power. Only us nobles should be allowed to abuse power.
Gag goes in now. I'm going to... handcuff Elizabeth.
I'm going to thread their arms
together so they're back to back in the sitting room. Handcuffed together, back to back.
Okay.
While I speak to.
This is how, you know, we have not corrupted you, because if this were a Sword Net Radio only, you'd be handcuffing us front to front. Just more awkward.
You're not handcuffed, it's Elizabeth and Fiona that's handcuffed.
No, right? No, Elizabeth and Jeffrey.
Oh, Elizabeth and Jeffrey.
Yeah, Fiona's the only one that didn't attack me.
This is true.
So they're both assaulted a police officer who identified himself as such. So they're handcuffed. I'm going to talk to the lawyer and the butler.
Okay. And what about Fiona?
She's probably disappeared like smoke again.
Well, so, is she going to put her in the sitting room or do you want to?
Really want her. Anywhere with them alone, so she's sort of keeping her with me, but I don't really.
She's like got her head up,
yeah,
blood pouring down her throat. She's not. Really
I've got an
her
eye on her, but I'm not like keeping her at gunpoint anymore.
Okay.
What's the lawyer's name?
Good question, Dr. Charles Turner.
Right, Mr. Turner, and Jameson.
Well, I was going to say lunch is served, but I guess.
Oh, excellent. No, wait, business first.
May I have a ham sandwich?
You're still gagged. And in another room. Do you have a telephone?
No, sir. We aren't equipped with any telephone.
Shit. Sort of look outside. How bad is the blizzard?
Starting, but you remember the road down.
I don't feel that I'm able to drive. In fact... My car isn't due until Monday. Jameson? I don't drive, sir.
Right. So looks like we're going to be stuck here for a while. Because I sure as hell ain't leaving that $1 million. But those two are under arrest. Jameson, you can go ungag Lord Jeffrey. And they can have sandwiches if they want, I guess. Now what's for lunch?
Sandwiches, sir.
No.
Cold meat.
Yeah. And they toddle off to go.
Okay. So,
it's another 5 minutes you've got into, Lizzie.
Shut up, Jeffrey.
Well, essentially, I'm going to get somewhere private-ish, acting normal.
Read the book.
Read the book.
Have to read the book.
Carefully read the book. Don't push rolls with delicate books. Ever.
I'm going to pick this damn lock. I'm going to pick the handcuffs.
I'm going to punch Jeffrey.
Okay, I think he's on one hit point, so...
Oh, I'm not going
to put... Sorry, I'm going to pick the, try and pick these... in fact, I'm going to... I'm going to try and...
Not Lizzie! It's Elizabeth!
Fine, I'm going to try and release from your handcuffs.
So the door opens and Jameson comes in with a plate of sandwiches. Are you good, sir?
What sort are they?
You're going to have to feed me. I can't with my bloody hands.
Oh, I think I'll get Henrietta. Henrietta? Can I do that? I've got too many accents in my head now. The accent's going. It's meant to be this accent. Yes, hello. What can I do for you?
These people need feeding.
What, you mean I need to actually put food in their mouths, literally?
Yes, Henrietta.
Okay. And she's a sort of in her 40s, quite a good-looking older woman. Is that 40 older now, or is that just normal?
Probably not.
Middle-aged.
Middle-aged. And she starts feeding you a bite at a time.
Henrietta, if you get me out of these bloody handcuffs, I shall marry you.
Although that is a very tempting offer, Lord Geoffrey.
No, it's not.
I think you might want to think about You'll going to a hospital. You're obviously dazed.
You're not pretending to be my brother.
Mind.
Don't pretend you haven't been admiring. You were impressed. Second, but impressed.
This is definitely in character.
So we're going to flick the camera away from that. Jameson is tidying up dining room. The executor, the lawyer, is in the library. Where do you wish to go?
Okay, I guess I will head towards the study, I guess.
Okay, so it is locked, but there is no one around.
I break it in. At this point, I'm past caring. I've almost killed everyone in the house except for the employees.
Okay, so...
past giving fucks.
There are two huge windows in the study which give remarkable light. The desk stands in front of the windows. So you sit down in a sort of beautiful leather-bound chair, feel very, very comfortable. In fact, you even notice a bottle of, ironically, Jameson whiskey on the...
wondered when that was coming.
On the counter.
Sort of
number of drawers.
I pour myself a rather large measure.
Somewhere Owen is swearing at you.
Yep.
do you want to open the book? Do you want to go books, or do you want to go through the drawers?
I'm going to have a rifle through the drawers and search the office.
Okay, so the first drawer, you find a loaded .38 revolver with 10 extra shells.
Pocket it.
The second drawer,
four
you find a good supply of 12-gauge shotgun shells.
Right, pocket them.
And a shotgun cleaning kit with instructions.
pocket it.
And the bottom drawer is locked.
Break it open.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to figure out how I can kill everyone in the house with a sandwich.
Inside, you find the journal of Timothy Duncan.
Is that the jackpot?
How much fucking reading am I supposed to be doing in this game? Jesus Christ.
Well, it was designed
for
an
investigator
players.
Or something?
And
Damn
I think
it.
The two that aren't here have, like, souped up on library skills anyway.
So, yeah, I will take that and I'll sort of flick to the end of that one and give the last chapter to a read.
Okay, so you settle in from outside. The sort of blizzard swirls downstairs. The door has been locked and... Lord Geoffrey is fumbling with his handcuffs. I'm going to say that even with your extreme success, it's going to take time, but you can do it silently, and you can even do it without Elizabeth noticing. Outside, the storm is raging, and you begin to read. And it says, "And it was from the secret tome of Richard Duncan that I learned the secret of everlasting life. The process is a drastic one, but well worth the costs. I believe... cooperation from the servants will also be necessary. I have found a drug which, while I will administer to Jameson and Henrietta, in regular doses it will steadily repress their wills. Once under the influence of the drug, they were subject to my commands, spoken to them from the other side. I have also begun construction of the equipment necessary for the transformation. I have hired a blacksmith in Hamilton to do the heavier work. Someone will have to be hired to install the gas equipment. The cellar is ready. I feel my time is drawing near. The money has been secretly hidden in the floor of the basement workshop. This journal I shall place in my study. Once the transformation is complete, I will have to move fast. It would do no good for me to have to achieve a new life only to be connected with that they will find in this house after the reading of the will. The subtle poison I have prepared is ready. Jameson and Henrietta have had their instructions. The time is now. And you can say one thing before I change the scene.
I put my fingers down my throat and try and make myself throw up.
Subtle poison has been prepared.
So, as you flick out of the handcuffs, Lord Jeffrey, freeing you both, the door opens, revealing Jameson and Henrietta, their eyes looking blank and mad, both holding carving knives.
Oh, fuck.
How many
as they stride towards you both.
It's a big house, Jeffrey. They have a lot of knives.
I've got at least half a dozen, so...
They walk like animated, like sort of mannequins on strings, but they move forward with a deathly purpose.
Elizabeth, strike! And I pick up my chair. just absolutely charge them. Ah!
Can you make me a constitution roll?
No, I cannot.
So you stand on your leg and immediately collapse to the ground, screaming. Elizabeth, you're free, and the two servants are marching towards you.
What room are we in?
The sitting room.
Does the sitting room have a fireplace?
Yes.
Does it have fire-making accoutrements?
Yes.
I pick up the pointiest of the accoutrements and defend myself.
Fantastic. Okay, so you've definitely got the highest dex, Elizabeth, so you're going first. What's your dex?
50.
I think you're next. No, you're not. Jameson's next with 55.
I'm going
with that. Henrietta with 55, and say you're last.
I'm not defending you either, I'm just defending me.
Deady dead.
Deady McDedison over here. Doesn't matter what your real name. That's your name now. Sorry.
This is all in character.
What now, Joe? What do I do now?
Whatever you want to do.
You're
stood by the fire with a poker.
Poke them.
They're stood by
with
the door,
danger.
So like in between you and them is like a sofa, and then behind the sofa are the two chairs that you sat on. Lay on the floor in front of the chairs is poor Lord Jeffrey.
Always in the way.
Within a few feet of him is the two animated servants.
Are there any oil lamps in the room?
Yeah.
I want to grab one and throw it at them.
Oh wow, okay. So
nice.
Thank you. No, my idea.
Kill it with fire.
So, Ed, I'm going to say that there is one oil lamp in the room, which you can throw.
Oh, I'm going to miss. What do I need to do?
We'll do it
as
a...
You're going
to
miss it on fire.
There's not a throw skill.
There's not a throw skill.
Either way, win.
Yes, there is. There's a throw skill.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, throw.
Oh, no. No. No, 43.
Give me a luck roll.
Yes!
Okay, so it lands near them, it smashes, but it does not set the house alight.
Sings their shitty, horrible.
No, it just it kind of just
shoes.
Like splutters, but the sort of forces of being thrown across the room has basically stopped it from turning the house into a blazing inferno.
Nice.
Aww.
Okay, so Jameson launches forward and tries to stab poor Lord Jeffrey. I'm afraid because you're on the floor and badly hurt, you need to use a penalty dice. 48 is suspense. A fail.
Okay, what's a penalty dice?
So you basically roll two d10s for the hundreds and use the worst one.
Okay.
Just like rolling with disadvantage, basically. So roll the 100 again.
Okay, I'll use the worst one, so that's a 34.
Which is is that a success?
Brawl, that, yeah, it's a success.
So you've managed, you can strike back. So as he kind of like bends down to stab you, what do you want to do?
Can I, so he sort of bends down to try and stab me, and I pull at his sleeve, and it knocks him to the ground.
Nice, okay. So we'll just say he takes D4 damage. Do you want to roll that quickly?
Dave? 4.
Nice.
I'm not rolling that again.
Okay, Henrietta dives forward, and at that moment, the lawyer comes in and goes, "What on earth is going on?" And because she stood up and he's there as well, she stabs him instead. And hits. 7 damage.
Can I do a listen roll at as soon as possible, Molly?
Yeah, he does he takes a major wound, which he fails, so he is now unconscious. It's you, Paul. Sorry, Lord Geoffrey.
How close am I to the fire?
There's a sofa in the way.
Sofa in the way, but this guy is prone next to me. I'm going to wrestle him for the knife.
Remember, you have a major wound. So.
I do.
Okay.
So, I'm conscious of this.
So you can either roll.
He shot me in the leg and has wounded my leg. This has been my life for the last year.
Oh, wow. So you can have two choices. You can either roll at disadvantage, which means it's harder to do, or you can make a con roll, and if you fail the con roll, you can't do anything.
I'm going to do a con roll.
Okay.
Success.
Okay, so you just roll for normal. So he's going to try and stab you as you attack him. He rolls a 52, which is a fail.
65, fail.
So there's a standoff between you. Finn, you're running down the stairs. You're going to arrive at the bottom of the next round.
It's very dramatic. We're rolling backwards and forwards. Like he's trying to stab me. I've got a hold of his wrist. And we're literally just like rolling backwards and forwards, shifting our body weight. It's like just moving by a couple of inches.
Okay, it's top of your round.
I thought they said there was no fucking telephone.
I would like to use the poker that I didn't use in the last round.
Who do you want to attack with it?
Who's closest to me?
So right now you're in kind of like a square that's made by sort of two sofas and a chair.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of the sofa, Lord Geoffrey and Jameson are wrestling on the floor. To your left by the door, Henrietta is stabbing repeatedly the poor lawyer.
I will... the lawyer's unconscious, isn't he?
Yes, and probably dead.
Which one's closest to me, sorry?
Definitely Paul.
I will save Paul.
Okay, there is a sofa in the way, so you can either go round the sofa, climb over the
Geoffrey.
Sofa, stand on the sofa, push the sofa onto them. And
I want to push the sofa on them and then stab him with a poker. No, because if I push the sofa on them, it'll kill Paul.
Push the sofa, no.
I will stab the butler. It's the butler, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll stab the butler with my.
Do you want to stab or do you want to hit?
Hit.
Okay, give me a brawl roll.
No.
89. I'm going to say, because he's kind of grappling Paul. Lord Geoffrey, he can't react back. Although it is his go now, so he's going to try and stab you. So can you give me opposed brawl rolls? 33.
65.
You have been stabbed.
Yep.
Take 6 points of damage.
Henrietta, we'd have had beautiful children. Oh, I'm dead.
Okay,
dead.
Well, it's not dead. It's reduced to 0 hit points. So again, hit points 4-0. Has major wound been taken? Is the major wound box ticked?
Yes.
Yes. Dying. Check dying box and mark all hit points as 0. Current round, has someone administered first aid? Not yet. So, no. Con roll at the end of the round. So, we'll have to wait at the end of the round to find out what happens to you.
I wonder.
So, Henrietta is going to turn around and is going to launch herself towards
Elizabeth,
but because the sofa's in the way, she's going to roll at disadvantage. Elizabeth, what do you want to do? Do you want to dodge or do you want to tap back?
I will dodge.
Dodge. Okay, so can you give me a dodge roll?
Probably not.
In fact, it's moot. She rolled at 87.
Oh. Thank you.
That's good, because I failed.
So, the bottom of the round, Fernandez arrives.
Where do I arrive? Like,
bursting through the door. At your feet is the lawyer. It's stabbed, blood pooling everywhere. In front of you, you see Jameson stabbed, sort of on top of Lord Geoffrey, stabbing him. Lord Geoffrey's unconscious. And Elizabeth is being chased around the room by Henrietta, also wielding a knife.
Right, so I just read in a book why this is all happening.
Yeah.
So I guess I will start with shooting the maid.
Oh, nice, okay.
They're running around with knives.
There are things that you never thought you'd say in your life.
I'll say it in the phrase of, I guess I'll start with shooting the maid.
Someone's gonna get a shot.
That is an extreme success.
Extreme success, and that's with a pistol. So that's what that's called an impale. So an impale is you do full damage, so maximum damage for your pistol, plus you roll damage again.
So 12 plus 7, 19 damage.
And I would just say she dies, but in a funny way.
Do you want if you want to do a coup de grace, how does she die?
I just step into the room. Fuck's sake.
She's like shooter. She's like running a
tiny little hole in the back of in the front of her forehead. Massive splatter sprays out across the entire room behind.
I think I'm going to say it all over Elizabeth.
All over Elizabeth. And
who needs to roll a sanity roll?
fuck.
Body hits the ground and like the limbs are still flailing, trying to cut.
Nope, failed that.
Okay, you take. 3 points of damage. No, 2 points of damage because D3. 2 points of damage.
Sanity damage.
And can you roll a D10? Can you make me an intelligence check?
52.
So you are fully aware how terrible it is that you've just been splattered with the maid. Can you...
splattered with the maid.
Oh, shit. Now I'm going to have to kill Elizabeth, aren't I?
Not in a good way.
Don't
either.
Roll a three.
Can you tick the indefinitely insane box? And can you roll me a D10, please, to find out how your bout of madness?
No.
I can do it if you want. I've got one.
No.
How about we all roll and see what the most amusing is?
Amnesia. The investigator has no memory of events that have taken place since they were last in a place of safety. For example, it seems that one moment they were eating breakfast, the next moment they are facing a monster. This lasts 1d10 round. This lasts for 5 rounds. When was the last time you felt safe?
As much as I've ever felt safe, really. I got no idea.
So I think maybe meeting Fernandez on the road. So you've just he's just
in
like
in the arms of Mr. Warrington, your fourth grade English teacher.
Oh, what's it, Roberta? So the last thing, so you remember being at the inn with Roberta.
I did shoot Roberta away.
And then suddenly you're in a room which is almost in complete pitch darkness,
and I'm covered in blood,
with brains and blood.
And
you have no idea how you got here.
I will not start an endless cycle of sanity checks.
It's the end of the round, so Lord Geoffrey, no one's administered first aid to you, so can you make me a constitution check?
Thanks.
I was busy going insane.
Constitution, yes, that's a success.
So you are conscious.
I wish I wasn't.
It's the top of the round, and it is completely amnesiac? What's the verb?
Amnesiac.
Elizabeth.
Hello.
It's your round.
Who are you?
So Finn stood by the door. Lawyer's dead. Lord Geoffrey's dying.
Who are all your people?
Why are you in my house? Astride Lord Geoffrey is Jameson.
That's
ready
exciting.
To stab him and finish him off.
Is he doing reverse cowgirl?
I always thought this is how I'd go.
Stab him in balls. Stab him in the sword nuts.
He's swording my nuts, damn it! I can't take this irony.
But it is your round, Kate.
What am I able to do as a mad person?
Anything you like.
The only
way this madness is manifesting is that you have no memory of how you've got here. So you have completely no idea.
So if I only remember
in fact, you don't
from
even
being in the car,
Lord
so
Geoffrey.
I don't know who any of these people
are. But you don't recognise Lord Geoffrey anywhere. There's just some guy on the ground.
the natural enemy.
But you do recognise Jameson.
Butler,
you like.
My lifelong friendly
trying
butler.
Trying to stab a strange guy on the ground.
Well.
Sorry, Paul.
One feels one might punch the man on the ground with the poker.
Oh, he's dying. Like, he's being like, he has Jameson's knife in him.
Who else is here that I can.
Well, there's me standing there, gun.
Oh, and so there's a police officer, although you don't know he's a police officer, a very well-dressed man who's just shot Henrietta, who's dead at your feet, and you're covered in her
so
blood.
So do I know Henrietta as well?
Yes.
Oh, shit, I'm going to go for you. Henrietta! She was so pretty.
So what are you going to do to go
I'm
for
not it? Sure. Have I still got my poker?
Yes.
I poke him.
You're not really in range. Oh. You could throw it at him.
I throw it at him.
Okay, can you give me a throw?
No. 96.
I just don't even react.
I throw it at him. It goes behind me through the plateglass window.
Shit. About what a 99 does.
So Jameson is going to try and stab you again and finish you off.
Come
so,
on, you bastard! Sorry. I'll take you!
Why are you Yorkshire when you're
dying? Come on, you motherfucker!
And I don't know how, but he's missed. Although, I suspect, because you're a prone
he's
target.
He's slipping on all the blood.
Blood is very
hey, it's a small portion, you bastard!
No, he's succeeded, so you need to defend yourself.
So that's a dodge, is it? Or is it brawl?
Dodge or brawl, it's up to you.
I'm going to go for brawl, because that's much higher.
No.
I'm afraid...
Spend your luck. If you can, spend all the luck.
That's a 95.
Oh, you can't spend luck on a combat.
You can't spend luck
on
combat.
It's a 95 on a 60 anyway, so.
So what I might do, as now this is a Pulp Cthulhu rule, which I really, really like.
I don't mind doing that thing we discussed earlier.
We can definitely do that, but I will let you do this. So in Pulp Cthulhu, luck is one of the best things about that convergence system is luck is amazing. You can do really cool things with it. And one of the things you can do is you can spend all the luck you have left, but it has to be a minimum of 30, to survive. And you narrate how you've survived.
But that I'll survive for a round and then I'll die.
No, it basically means you survive. It means you don't die in this from this attack, otherwise you're dead.
So all the luck I've got left, which is 62 points of luck.
Your minimum 30 or all the luck, or you're dead.
Okay.
But you have to come up with a way that you can survive. Like, you can't just say, I survive. You have to say, well, what did you do?
In that case, I'm going to spend all that luck.
Okay.
And so just zero. I am out of luck. what we'll do is we'll retcon the poker. She sort of throws the poker as she winds back and it comes out of her hand and it flies back and it breaks the plate glass window over, but the handle as it's like spinning out the window also hits quite a tall side table, like with a plant pot on top of it, which then starts to fall slowly. And Jameson is like stabbing either side of my head and all that sort of stuff, and he's got, you know, sort of finally pins my hair back and starts to go from like mid forehead, this priceless vase just crashes into his back and takes him off me.
I like it, and knocks him out, and I think we'll call that the end of the scene and the end of the episode.
Ah, yeah, git!
Thank you very much for listening. I've been joined by Dave.
Hi, I'm killing everyone.
Kate.
I don't know who you are.
Paul.
I don't know who the fuck I am anymore.
And tune in next week for the gripping finale of this.
Of How We Radio.
How We Radio.
I think I'm just channeling the entire cast of How We Roll. Like, Owen's crazy luck, Aaron's just killing everyone.
Somehow surviving, no matter what.
Yeah, my sort of meh. Actually, no, I haven't failed any vital roles yet. It's not me at all.
Thank you so much for listening. Every episode takes between 3 and 5 hours of post-production, which we find time to do every single week. And we couldn't do it without the generous support of our Patreons. So if you like what we do, please consider making a small donation at www.patreon.com/howwerollpodcast and help us keep releasing every week. Before we go, we'd like to thank Celio for your iTunes review, it was awesome, and we'd really like to thank BattleBard and Saranscape for sharing their amazing music and sound effects with us. You should definitely check them all out. That's all from us, see you next week, and here's a word from our sponsor. This month, we are very happy to be sponsored by Limitless Adventures. Limitless Adventures specialise in DM-friendly products that minimise your prep so you can spend more time at the table playing and less time writing. They currently offer 3 products: Limitless Encounters, Limitless Locations, and Limitless Side Quests. Limitless Encounters include 10 environment-specific encounters. Each encounter is fully fleshed out with names, treasure, stat blocks, and hooks for further adventures. Limitless Locations includes 10 linked locations, like a village or a city district, ready for your adventures. Each location is fully detailed with history, colourful description, lively NPCs, treasure, stat blocks, a map, and even hooks for an adventure. Lastly, Limitless Side Quests are short adventures, each with 3 complete linked encounters and a detailed map. Every member of their design team has been gaming for over 20 years and played through every edition of Dungeons & Dragons. So if that sounds like something you could use, check out their website at limitless-adventures.com and see what they can offer. That's limitless-adventures.com, and you'll also find the website in the show notes. That's all from us. Take care and see you next week.